Dear friends of Guten Mai, and welcome to this week's virtual drasha. This week, I'd like to spend a little bit of time focusing on Parshas Vezos HaBracha, the last parsha in the Torah Kedosha. You see, I often feel this parsha never really gets its fair due. We read it on Simchas Torah, Baruch Hashem, there's so much going on in Simchas Torah, so much simcha, so much incredible joy and jubilation, the end of Yamim Noraim, and kind of nestled in our day is this incredible parsha, the conclusion of the Torah, the conclusion of Moshe Rabbeinu's story. And I want to draw your attention to the last pasuk in the Torah. Torah writes, "Ulechalayad ha'chazaka ulechalamora ha'gadol asher asa Moshe leinei kol Yisrael." So the pasuk ends off with a description of the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. What was the greatness? The yad ha'chazaka. Moshe Rabbeinu again had a strong hand, a strong arm. Ulechalamora ha'gadol, and his great acts of reverence that Moshe Rabbeinu performed in the presence of all of Klal Yisrael. So the Torah is ending off speaking about the great accomplishments of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rashi HaKadosh says, so what were the greatest accomplishments of Moshe Rabbeinu? The Yad HaChazaka, the strong hand. Rashi says, Shekibel Esat Torah Luchos Biyadav. That Moshe Rabbeinu was able to receive the Torah, that literally again, the Ribbono Shel Olam wrote the Luchos, Ribbono Shel Olam wrote the first set of Luchos, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the second set of Luchos. But Moshe Rabbeinu brought these stones, these tablets, down from the heavens to man. That was the Yad HaChazaka, that was the strong hand of Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the Mora HaGadol? The great reverence. So Rashi says, Nisim Ugvur Shebamidbar Gadol V'Anora. It's a reference to the miracles that Moshe Rabbeinu performed. I mean, the Ribbono Shel Olam performed them, but Moshe Rabbeinu, so to speak, was like the conduit that were performed in the desert. It's actually interesting. According to Rashi, the Mora, right, the Mora is actually reference to the vastness of the deserts. That here Klal Yisrael was, over 3 million people in the desert, and yet, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all of these miracles using Moshe Rabbeinu as his right-hand man. And then the pasuk ends off, Le'enei Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu did all of this in front of Klal Yisrael. And Rashi HaKadosh does something amazing. Rashi understands that the pasuk is referring to three different things. The Yad HaChazaka, the strong hand, that's a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu bringing down the Luchos, the tablets. Mora HaGadol, the great acts of reverence, that refers to the miracles that Moshe Rabbeinu was the conduit for the Ribbono Shel Olam to perform in the desert. Le'enei Kol Yisrael, the great thing that Moshe Rabbeinu did in front of Klal Yisrael, Rashi says, listen to this, Rashi says, Shenoso libo lishbar haluchos le'enehem. What's the great thing that Moshe Rabbeinu did in front of Klal Yisrael? He broke the luchos. He smashed the tablets. We know the story. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down. This is the first set of tablets. He comes down. He finds that they built the golden calf. And he smashes the luchos. And it's so striking. Moshe Rabbeinu has accomplished so many dramatic things throughout his 40-year career as leader of Klal Yisrael. Even before that, even Moshe Rabbeinu assumes the mantle of leadership. Moshe Rabbeinu was a great man. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who, when he went out into the slavery fields in Mitzrayim, and he sees an Egyptian taskmaster beating up a Jew, he kills the taskmaster. Moshe Rabbeinu is great and holy on so many different levels. And yet, the last thing the Torah tells us about Moshe Rabbeinu, the last praise of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Le'enei Kol Yisrael, remember, Le'enei Kol Yisrael, the last three words of the Torah, Le'enei Kol Yisrael, after that we all say Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek, that's the end. So what is the greatest accomplishment of Moshe Rabbeinu? What does the Torah want to close out speaking about Moshe Rabbeinu? That he smashed the Luchos. Smashed the Luchos. And again, it just begs explanation. How is that the greatest thing that Moshe Rabbeinu did? If you were asking me the greatest thing, I don't know. Moshe Rabbeinu stared down Pharaohs. He went to war against Sichon and Og. He did so many incredible things, Moshe Rabbeinu. And think about that. Moshe Rabbeinu gave up everything. He gave up a normal family life. He gave up a normal marriage. He gave up the opportunity to raise his own children for the sake of raising Klal Yisrael. But no. Torah ends off by saying the greatest accomplishment of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Le'enei Kol Yisrael, the last three words, the parting message that the Torah wants us to remember about Moshe Rabbeinu is that he smashed the Luchos. And the Shaila is why? Why is that the legacy? Why is that the last message? So perhaps to appreciate this, we have to understand, why did Moshe Rabbeinu smash the Luchos? Why did he smash the Luchos? And the truth is, when reading the Pasuk, reading the Pesukim, it's easy enough to say that Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from the mountain and he's upset. He feels betrayed. How could it be? I'm gone 40 days, 40 nights. Okay, we're off by a day. You panic. You build avodah zara, idolatry, or even if it's not idolatry, it's still terrible. So it's easy to say Moshe Rabbeinu got angry and he threw down the luchos. But the truth is, Chazal tell us something amazing. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that the Torah itself was like the shtar kiddushin. It was like the document of betrothal, like a ksuva. Although ksuva is not a document of betrothal, but like a ksuva, like a shtar kiddushin for Klal Yisrael. It was those luchos that were going to solidify and concretize the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. But if that relationship would be solidified, the iniquity and culpability and liability of Klal Yisrael would be so much more magnified for what they did, ultimately, again, because of the egel. So Moshe Rabbeinu makes an amazing conscious decision. And his conscious decision was, I'm going to throw down the luchos. I'm going to, so to speak, rip up the document of betrothal. I'm going to rip up the ksuva. There's no marriage. And at least if there's no marriage, kiviyachol, then at least again the liability, culpability of Klal Yisrael will be diminished. See, when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos, it was the most incredible and overwhelming display of love that one Jew had ever done for another. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to say about the destruction of the luchos. He didn't know. In other words, he didn't consult with God. God, you know, this is happening. Should I destroy the luchos? Not. Moshe Rabbeinu, as they say, called an audible. Moshe Rabbeinu made the decision on his own to smash the luchos. Why? Because he decided to prioritize his love for his fellow Jew over everything else. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish me for the luchos. Maybe he's going to be upset at me. Maybe he's going to banish me. Maybe I'll now be saddled with the collective guilt of Klal Yisrael. I don't know. All I know is that right now, I have to save my klal. Right now, I have to smash these luchos. I have to rip up the document of betrothal. Because if I do that, at least the liability and culpability for the golden calf will be diminished. They won't escape scot-free. There'll be punishment. There'll be onesh. But at least it'll be diminished. See, dear friends, the breaking of the luchos, the unilateral decision of Moshe Rabbeinu to smash the luchos, was a decision that was not chas v'shalom motivated out of anger. Just the opposite. It was motivated by the greatest amount of love any leader has ever expressed and demonstrated for his people. And that's why afterwards, after Moshe Rabbeinu goes ahead and destroys the luchos, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Rashi actually quotes it. Rashi says in this parasha, V'eskimo das HaKadosh Baruch Hu ledaito. The Ribbono Shel Olam ended up agreeing with Moshe Rabbeinu. Shene'emar, asher shibarta, yasher kolchecho sheshibarta. The Ribbono Shel Olam gives Moshe a shkoyach. Shkoyach, that you broke the luchos. Shkoyach, you broke the luchos, yeah. Because Ribbono Shel Olam understood why Moshe Rabbeinu did what he did. And he understood that at the end of the day, it was all about Avas Yisrael. It was all about doing whatever you have to do. And going ahead, and Moshe Rabbeinu, again, I can't say enough, Moshe Rabbeinu did not know what the divine reaction to this was going to be. But kiviyachol, it didn't matter to Moshe Rabbeinu. Right now, I love my people. I care about my people. I'm their leader. I have to do what is necessary for them. Ribbono Shel Olam agreed, said Shkoyach Moshe. Because like any parent loves nothing more than when their children look out for each other. This, dear friends, is the closing message of the Torah HaKidosha. Ribbono Shel Olam does not close out his Torah with telling us to serve him. Ribbono Shel Olam closes out his Torah by telling us to take care of each other. That's what our Abba, that's what our Tata, that's what our Father, that's what Avinu Malkinu wants more than anything. Just for us to look out and to love one another and be willing to sacrifice for one another. Be willing to give up some things that are, maybe I want something, but at the end of the day, if what I want causes divisiveness or Chas V'Shalom again causes division, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the luchos, but I have to give up the luchos for the sake of keeping the people together. Achdus, selfless dedication to the other. That is the final parting message of our Torah HaKidosha. And the truth is, it resonates so beautifully with Shmini Atzeres as well. Shmini Atzeres is, because remembering in Eretz Yisrael, Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, it's one day. All right, for us in Chutz La'aretz it's 2 days, but really the identity of Shemini Atzeres is very much, or I should say, the theme, this parting message of the Torah lends itself to Shemini Atzeres. What is Shemini Atzeres all about? Shemini Atzeres is such a cryptic yantiv. It's not Sukkis. There's no lulav and esrog. There's no particular mitzvah. The great tzaddik Rabbi Yisrael Lavrushin says so beautifully. He quotes the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, the famous story of the candidates for conversion who came to Hillel and Shammai. Each of them with a more outlandish request than the other. They come to Shammai. Shammai thinks they're not serious and chases them away. They come to Hillel. Hillel recognizes there's something deeper in their requests and ultimately, again, is able to convert them. The last guy out of the three who comes along says to Shammai, he says, Shammai, I want to convert, but teach me the entire Torah while standing on one foot. Shammai chases him with a 2x4. Get out of here. Yeah, it comes to Hillel. Hillel says, you want to learn the entire Torah on one foot? I'll tell you. That which you don't want done to you, do not do to someone else. In other words, Hillel said, you want to know the entire Torah? V'ahavta l're'acha kamocha. Love your fellow as you love yourself. That is the entire Torah. V'idach, perish. The rest of it is just commentary. Zil gemor, go and learn the rest of it. Well, Hillel understood. Hillel said that the entire Torah is v'ahavta l're'acha. You ever wonder, where did Hillel get this from? That the entire Torah is v'ahavta l're'acha kamocha. Hillel's great, Hillel's a tzaddik. But from where does Hillel have the right and have the authority to say that the most important thing in the Torah is v'ahavta l're'acha kamocha? Where does he get it from? And the answer is he gets it from the last three words in this parasha. Le'enei kol Yisrael. The parting message of the Torah Kedosha is v'ahavta l're'acha kamocha, to love each other, to take care of one another, to try to put aside our differences and to somehow find what unites us. Keep the klal together. That's how Hillel knows that the most important thing in the Torah is v'ahavta l're'acha kamocha. That's how he's able to tell this ger. That's the ikar. Everything else is just commentary. And Rabbi Yisrael Lavrushin, the great visioner, says something so beautiful. He says the ger, the convert, was asking something else. He was saying, teach me kol haTorah regel achas. Everyone translate, teach me the entire Torah while standing on one foot. The visioner says, no, that's not what the ger was asking. That's not what the ger was asking. The ger was saying, I've studied the Torah and I understand everything. There's only one thing I don't understand, regel achas. There's one yantiv, one regel that I don't understand. Which regel didn't you understand? I don't understand Shemini Atzeres. I understand Pesach, celebrating Exodus, reliving Exodus, good. I understand Shavuos, Matan Torah, Sinaitic Revelation. I understand Sukkis, to recreate our miraculous existence in the desert. I understand it all. There's one thing I don't understand. There's Regel Achos. One Yom Tov I don't understand. What is this thing called Shemini Atzeres? To which Hillel responds, Madisonei Alecha Lechavecha Lo Savid. You know what Shemini Atzeres is all about? It's all about Achdos. It's all about V'ahavta l're'acha kamocha. The Ribon Shalom recognizes that when Yom Tov is over, we kind of all go our separate ways. And the Ribon Shalom just wants to keep his children together for one more day. Just stay together for one more day. Like any parent, I just want my kids to go home. Let me have them here. And maybe the difference is, maybe a human parent at some point does want their kids to go home. But the Ribon Shalom never wants us to go home. He just wants us to stay together. He wants us to stay under one sukkah, under one schach. He just wants us to be together. Says the Rishon, that was the question of the ger. Teach me all the Torah you can on the regel achas, on the one Yom Tov. I don't get it. To which Hillel said, it's v'ahavta l're'acha kamocha. The Ribono shel Olam keeping his children together so that we could just be together for one more day. There is so much divisiveness in Klal Yisrael. It's been the story of our people. It's nothing new. It just manifests itself in different ways. This is why we lost the second Beis HaMikdash. And this is why we have yet to earn back our third Beis HaMikdash. And there are scenes that come to our attention that are heartbreaking on so many levels. We saw what happened in Eretz Yisrael, in Dizengoff, in Tel Aviv, on Yom Kippur. And the truth is, there's equal blame to go around. All around. There really is. There really is. Often when it comes to sinas chinam, when it comes to hatred, no one's innocent. And everyone shares some level of blame. And you could say, okay, I can't fix what's happening in Eretz Yisrael. That might be true. But we all have pockets of animosity, or we all have pockets of sinas chinam. And we all encounter opportunities to build avas chinam, to build v'ahavta l're'acha kamocha, to build bonds of friendship, to build bonds of unity, whether it's in our family, whether it's in our shul, whether it's in our community, we all have those opportunities. Le'ene kol Yisrael, teach me kala Torah kula aregel achas. The Torah ends with the message of v'yahavta re'acha kamocha. Shmini Atzeres is the yomtiv of v'yahavta re'acha kamocha. And if we're able to, each of us in our own way, practice true Avas Yisrael, true love for every single Jew, then you know what happens? Bereshis bara Elokim es Hashayim ves Haaretz. We could create new worlds. We could create new realities. We could create a world with a third Beis HaMikdash. We could create the world of Geula. We could create the world of Mashiach. We could create the world of a Yom Shekulu Shabbos. We could do it. We could do it. But we just have to do the hard work of a Moshe Rabbeinu Le'inei Kol Yisrael. We just have to practice the V'yahavta L're'acha Kamocha, the Regel Achas of Rabbi Sol of Rizhin. If we could just build it into our lives and build it into our families and build it into our communities and build it into our nation, then we will be Zocha Mirtz Hashem to a new year with a new world. Wishing everyone a good night, a good kvittel, a piska tava, and a beautiful last days of Yom Tov, and of course, a good Shabbos.